You're flying behind a panel that was designed in 1978, six-pack of round gauges, a vacuum pump that could quit on you in hard IMC, and a horizon indicator that tumbles if you bank too steeply. Now imagine swapping all of that for a 10-inch touchscreen with synthetic vision, integrated engine monitoring, and a built-in autopilot interface for under $20,000. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today, we're tearing apart the retrofit glass panel market, specifically the Garmin G3X Touch Certified. Because what's happening right now in general aviation avionics is, honestly, one of the biggest shifts in how we fly since GPS entered the cockpit. This segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. If you've got a milestone worth marking, first solo instrument check ride, maybe that commercial ticket you finally knocked out, they make aviation challenge coins that actually feel like they mean something. Beautifully crafted, built to last, check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. For decades, if you owned a certified Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee or a Beechcraft Bonanza, your avionics upgrade path was pretty straightforward and pretty expensive. You were looking at the Garmin G500s or G1000 retrofits. Excellent systems, deeply capable, but you were also looking at $40,000, $60,000, sometimes $80,000 installed, depending on configuration. For a lot of owners, that math just didn't work. Your airplane might be worth $90,000 on a good day, and you're not putting $60,000 into the panel. So you flew behind those original steam gauges and maybe added a portable GPS on the yoke and called it a day. Then, something interesting happened. Garmin took their experimental market avionics, the G3X Touchline that had been wildly popular in the home-built and experimental world, and they went through the painful, expensive process of getting it certified under a technical standard order, TSO authorization. That changed everything. The G3X Touch Certified started shipping in 2020, initially approved for a limited number of aircraft models. Cessna 172S models were first, then the 182T Piper PA-28 series, and the approved model list has been growing steadily since then. What made this different from previous retrofit glass panels was the price point. A single-screen G3X Touch Certified with a flight display, engine monitoring, and the GFC500 autopilot integration was coming in around $12,000 to $15,000 for the hardware. Installed, you're looking at maybe $18,000 to $25,000, depending on your shop and your aircraft, how much old wiring needs to come out, how complex your engine monitoring setup is. Now compare that to the legacy path. A G500 TXI flight display alone starts around $7,000 before installation. Stack a GFC500 autopilot on top, add an engine indication system, and you're well past $40,000. The G3X Touch Certified basically compresses all of that into one integrated package at roughly half the cost. So how does it actually work in the airplane? I've spent time behind this panel in a few different aircraft, and here's what stands out. The display itself is a 10.6-inch touchscreen. Bright, readable in direct sunlight, responsive to touch inputs, even with light gloves on. It runs Garmin's synthetic vision technology, which means you get a three-dimensional terrain view that paints the world in front of you. Mountains, towers, runways, traffic. You see terrain coloring that shifts from green to yellow to red as you approach obstacles. For a VFR pilot flying in marginal conditions, or an instrument pilot shooting an approach into unfamiliar terrain, this is genuinely life-saving information. The engine monitoring is integrated directly into the display, no separate engine monitor needed. Cylinder head temperatures, exhaust gas temperatures, oil pressure, oil temperature, fuel flow, fuel quantity, all of it graphed, trended, and alarmed right on the same screen you're using for navigation and flight instruments. You can set lean of peak targets and watch each cylinder individually during the leaning process. For anyone who's managed engine temps using a single needle EGT gauge from the 70s, this is a revelation. Here's what most people miss about this system, though. The real engineering achievement isn't any single feature. It's the integration. The G3X Touch Certified talks to your GPS navigator, your transponder, your autopilot, your comm radio, and your engine sensors through a single architecture. Everything shares data. Your flight plan from the GTN series navigator shows up on the G3X display. Your autopilot commands are set from the touchscreen. Your traffic from ADS-B-IN, which stands for Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, paints directly on your moving map and your synthetic vision view. You're not managing six separate boxes that happen to be mounted in the same panel. You're managing one system. And that integration extends to something Garmin calls ConNext. Pair the panel with a compatible tablet running Garmin Pilot or even 4Flight, and your flight plan syncs wirelessly between your iPad and the panel. You build a plan on the couch, walk to the airplane, and it's already loaded. That kind of workflow used to be reserved for aircraft costing $500,000 or more. Now, I promised balanced analysis, so let's talk about the limitations because there are real ones. First, the approved model list. While it's been expanding, it doesn't cover every certified aircraft out there. If you're flying a Mooney, a Grumman, or certain older Cessna models, you may not yet have a supplemental type certificate, an STC, available for your airframe. Garmin has been adding models, but the certification process takes time and money, and some lower volume aircraft types may wait a long time or never get approved. Before you get excited about this upgrade, check the approved model list for your specific aircraft make, model, and serial number range. Second, installation complexity varies dramatically. In a Cessna 172 SP model with a fuel-injected Lycoming, the engine sensor integration is relatively straightforward because Garmin engineered the STC around that configuration. In an older carbureted 172 with decades of wiring modifications and aftermarket accessories, your shop may spend significantly more labor hours sorting out wiring, fabricating panel cuts, and resolving integration issues. I've seen installations quoted at $15,000 for a clean, late-model airframe and $32,000 for an older, more complex one. That's a big spread. Third, and this matters, you're committing to Garmin's ecosystem. The G3X Touch Certified works best when paired with Garmin navigators, Garmin transponders, Garmin comm radios, and the Garmin GFC 500 autopilot. Start mixing in equipment from other manufacturers and you lose integration features. Your Avidyne navigator won't sync flight plans to the G3X display. A non-Garmin transponder won't show its status on the touchscreen interface. This isn't necessarily a flaw, it's a design choice. But if you already have significant non-Garmin avionics installed and working well, the cost of a full G3X upgrade means replacing more boxes than just the flight display. Fourth, the touchscreen-only interface. There's no backup set of buttons and knobs for the primary flight instruments. If the touchscreen becomes unresponsive, and touchscreens can have issues with moisture, temperature extremes, or electrical faults, your backup is a separate G5 standby instrument, which Garmin recommends and most STCs require. The G5 is an excellent little backup. But the architecture means you're relying on a capacitive touch interface as your primary means of interacting with your flight instruments. Some pilots, especially those trained on mechanical controls, find this uncomfortable. It's worth spending time in a demo or a friend's airplane before committing. Let me talk about the competitive landscape for a moment, because Garmin isn't alone here, even though they dominate. Dynon Avionics has been a major player in the experimental market for years with their Skyview HDX system. They've been pursuing certified STCs as well, targeting similar aircraft models. Dynon's approach offers a comparable feature set at a competitive price, and some pilots prefer their interface design. The Dynon certified options have been slower to roll out in terms of approved aircraft, but they represent a genuine alternative and they keep pricing pressure on Garmin, which benefits all of us. There's also the approach of incremental upgrades rather than a full panel replacement. Garmin's own G5 electronic flight instrument can replace your attitude indicator and heading indicator for around $3,000 installed. Add an Aperio Stratus or a Garmin GDL50 for ADS-B in traffic and weather to your iPad, and you've spent maybe $4,000 total and dramatically improved your situational awareness without touching the rest of the panel. For owners on a tighter budget or flying aircraft without G3X STC coverage, this piecemeal approach is genuinely practical. Don't let anyone tell you it's all or nothing. The data tells an interesting story about where this market is heading. Garmin's aviation segment revenue has been growing steadily, driven significantly by retrofit demand. Avionics shops across the country report backlogs of 6 months to over a year for panel upgrade installations. There's more demand for glass panel retrofits than the installation infrastructure can currently handle. That backlog tells you something about where general aviation owners see value, and here's the broader significance. For decades, certified general aviation suffered from a technology gap. The avionics in your Bonanza were generations behind what you had in your car, let alone your phone. The certification process, which exists for good safety reasons, created a cost barrier that kept cutting-edge technology out of reach for most owners. What Garmin and Dynon have done with these certified retrofit packages is narrow that gap substantially. A 20-year-old Cessna 172 with a G3X touch panel now has situational awareness tools that rival or exceed what regional airlines were flying with 15 years ago. Synthetic vision, geo-referenced approach charts, data-linked weather, ADS-B traffic displayed in three dimensions, envelope protection through the autopilot. That's not just a nice-to-have. The data from the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, consistently shows that loss of control and controlled flight into terrain remain leading causes of general aviation accidents. Technology that keeps a pilot oriented, that shows the terrain ahead, that prevents an autopilot-coupled upset, directly addresses those accident categories. We're not talking about gadgets, we're talking about safety infrastructure. Does it replace training and proficiency? Absolutely not. A glass panel in the hands of a pilot who doesn't understand it is arguably more dangerous than steam gauges in the hands of someone who does. If you're going to make this investment, budget for transition training, fly with an instructor who knows the system. Spend time with the simulator Garmin provides. Learn the failure modes. Know what happens when you lose your AHRS, your attitude and heading reference system. Know how to fall back to that G5 standby. The technology is excellent, but it demands respect. So, here's my honest assessment. If you're flying a supported certified aircraft, you plan to keep it for at least 5 more years, and you have $18,000 to $25,000 available for an avionics upgrade, the G3X Touch Certified is the most impactful single modification you can make to your airplane. Not for speed, not for range, for safety, capability, and the sheer quality of information available to you as pilot in command. It represents the moment when experimental market innovation finally broke through the cost barrier into certified general aviation, and it's reshaping what it means to fly a legacy single-engine airplane. If your aircraft isn't on the approved list yet, don't despair. Keep an eye on Garmin's STC announcements, look at the Dynon certified options, or consider the incremental G5 plus portable ADS-B approach. The important thing is moving toward better information in the cockpit, however you get there. I pulled research for today from Garmin's published STC documentation, installation manuals, and pricing sheets, along with field reports from several avionics shops and owner forums and NTSB accident data on loss of control statistics. If you want to dig deeper, radiohangar.com has links in the show notes. Fly with good data. I'll catch you next time on Clear Direct.